This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to agree to restore some military-to-military communications between their armed forces. They will meet on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco on Wednesday, and a key goal is to forge an agreement to revive the regular talks. U.S. military leaders have expressed repeated concerns about the lack of communications with China, particularly as the number of unsafe or unprofessional incidents between the two nations' ships and aircraft has spiked in the region. The U.S. has consistently viewed military relations with China as critical to avoiding any missteps and to maintaining a peaceful Indo-Pacific region. The House has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan. Johnson's proposal to temporarily fund the government into the new year passed on a bipartisan 336-95 tally, with 93 Republicans voting against it. He showed a willingness to leave his right-flank Republicans behind and work with Democrats, the same political move that cost the last House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, his job just weeks ago. This is VOA News. More than 20,000 people are expected to gather this week in San Francisco, California, where leaders of 21 economies in the Asia Pacific are meeting. Activists also see the meeting as an opportunity to get their voices heard. Elizabeth Lee has the story from San Francisco.
Protesters are pounding the pavement.
What do we want?
And raising their voices in hopes that the leaders from 21 Asia-Pacific economies will hear what they have to say.
Last year, an entire...
Some in large numbers with loud voices.
Shut down APEC.
There are people here to speak out about the climate, the Israel-Hamas war, the conflict in Myanmar between the military rulers and ethnic groups. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, San Francisco.
Illegal border crossings dropped in October, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
U.S. authorities say that illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier. That's after 3 months that saw big increases. Arrests for illegal crossings totaled nearly 189,000 for all nationalities in October, down from nearly 219,000 in September, which was the highest month on record. After the resumption of deportation flights to Venezuela, arrests of Venezuelans fell by 45% and then dropped even further to 74% in the second half of October. That's when compared to those September numbers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A downpour in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians there, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Streams of water ran through a UN shelter in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Tuesday after heavy rain. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the already damaged enclave sewage system will be overwhelmed, and then disease will spread. The Norwegian Refugee Council said the start of the rainy season could mark the most difficult week in Gaza since the conflict began. And other aid agencies have said trying to simply meet the daily needs of Gazans has meant they've been unable to plan ahead for potential flooding.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. North Korea says it has successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate range ballistic missiles. The report Wednesday comes as North Korea works on developing nuclear capable weapons targeting its rivals in the region. State media said military scientists tested the first stage and second stage missile engines on Saturday and Tuesday. Solid fuel missiles are easier to move and conceal and can be made ready to launch faster than those using liquid fuel. The report did not say when the new missile system was expected to be completed. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis.